listening to the Digicast from thedigitel.com.
This, my friends, is a very special Digicast, the podcast from thedigitel.com, number 22, in association with our, I want to call you rival, but I don't know if that's the real word, with www.spoleto.today.com. It's Spoleto time, people, in case you hadn't realised. Hi, my name is Jeff Marshall, multimedia dude of the Digitel, and sat to my left is not Ken Hawkins, but a girl instead. Hey, Janet.
Hello, Jeff. Hello, everyone.
That's the voice of Janet Edens, who is with the Post and Courier / Spoleto Today. We appear to be teaming up for today's podcast.
Well, you know, in the new world, collaboration and cooperation
is how it works. Now, of course, you and I used to work together at the Post and Courier, and a couple of years ago we did this great podcast where we at the PNC collaborated with Charleston City Paper, and City Paper came into the PNC, and that was all like, that was seen as being a little bit controversial. Today the Digitel meets the PNC / Spoleto Today. How does that feel?
Oh, it feels great. It's like a blast from the past.
Can you tell everybody where we are this morning? Oh, actually, this afternoon.
It is this afternoon, and we are in Marion Square at the Children's Festival.
The Piccolo Spoleto Children's Festival. It's not just Spoleto, because people say Spoleto, Spoleto. How do you pronounce it? Potato.
Spoleto.
Spoleto. But, of course, there's Piccolo. And did you know that some people even kind of identify Piccolo Fringe as being like a third tier of the festival? Did you know that?
I did not know that. Most people, I find, just say Spoleto and they mean all of it. They really don't make the distinction between the art of Spoleto and the more community-based Piccolo
Spoleto. Right, I just think people think there's a lot of shit going on in town and they don't care whether it's Spoleto or Piccolo or Fringe. It's just the whole town is crazy.
Yeah, you know, the really interesting thing was that what Jane Alexander said at the opening ceremonies, which I had never really thought about it before, but really and truly, this city does give itself over to the arts for about 17 days. It's almost inescapable.
Were you there at the opening ceremony?
Yes, I was.
No, you weren't.
I was sitting down and I actually got sunburned.
You were so not. I looked for you. I couldn't find you.
I was actually, I usually don't sit down, but I was in.
Were you really there?
Yes, I was really there.
Because I saw Harriet and I saw people that I knew you, but no, I didn't see you.
And a woman in front of me had a yellow hat with flowers on it and bees kept landing on her hat.
I actually got told basically, Janet, how old are you? You're in your 40s, right? I'm in my 30s. I'm so lucky to be old, maybe even older than you, because when you're old, you can be rude and have no shame about it. And I was loitering, getting a picture, and some old 70-year-old white-haired woman behind me kind of went, she went, ahem, and sort of like motioned with her hand for me to like get out of her line of sight, because I was obviously blocking her view. And she had no, basically she was saying, could you just fuck off, you know?
And I was like, well, and, yeah, I mean, and like, there's really not a lot to see at the opening ceremony.
Why is it that old people can get away with that?
Because they don't care whether you like them or not.
They're just like, yeah, I'm almost dead.
Who cares?
Now move. That's great. So we are here to talk about Spoleto and Piccolo. Were you at Don John the other night?
Yes, I was.
Yes, you were. Now, I wrote my review on our website, but what did you think?
I have a review up at SpoletoToday.com as well.
That's SpoletoToday.com.
I liked it. You know, the more it sort of has filtered in, the more I liked it. I did at the time, I thought. And in fact, last night at Beaton's Alley, I saw the cast.
Hang on. You were at the Beaton's Alley party?
Yes, I was. I was not invited by the Spoleto people.
Did you see my ex-wife?
Yes, I did.
How is she?
She's terrible.
We had this conversation off her earlier, listener. I said to Janet, how is she? She went, she's looking great. And I was like, no, that's not what you say. You're not meant to tell me that she's looking great. You're meant to say that she's looking alone and miserable. So thanks for that, Janet.
Yeah, that's miserable. That's what I would put it.
But what is the point of the Beaton's Alley party, apart from lots of posh rich people, you know, hobnobbing? Was there a lot of nobbing and hobbing?
There were, by the time I left, which is around 11 or so, it was wall-to-wall people.
Was it 11 a.m. this morning? Wasn't it an all-night affair?
No, it really was kind of just people talking.
Okay.
I'm looking forward instead to the drum circle party.
When's that?
That is tonight at the Custom House.
Ah, so today is Saturday, so if I get this podcast up in time, that might be tonight, or if you're listening to this Sunday, then that was last night. Are you going to a lot of the party scene stuff? Is that your thing?
No, not this year.
Here it is.
I mean, unless I'm invited. I would really like some of the local groups to invite me to their parties.
When you say the local groups, you mean like the local artists?
Correct.
Okay. Well, you can schmooze your way in.
You know, Theater 99.
Theater 99 don't have a party. They just go down
ballet,
the bar.
Theater. Well, I can go to bars. They still let me in most of the ones downtown.
Yeah, but they don't card you anymore. What else are you planning to see, whether it be on a personal level or a business journalistic capacity? What's making your loins wet?
I beg your pardon?
I said, what's making your loins wet?
I mean, besides being here with you.
Oh, obviously.
Yeah, that goes without saying. I have a list, actually, which I didn't bring with me. But, the improv is always good. It's always very funny. And who couldn't use a laugh these days?
And really cheap tickets, like 10 and 12, 15, I think in some cases like $6 tickets at Theatre 99, at 218 Meter Street, above and behind the bike shop. That's Theatre 99.
And SpoletoToday.com has some free tickets.
Go to Theatre 99 and thedigitel.com, which gave away free tickets in our logo design competition last week.
I do think it's good that we're doing this together, and I think it's very important for local media outlets to support our local arts. And they have been very generous in giving us space and giving us tickets and helping us get more people involved in the festival.
What have you seen here this morning at Marion Square at the Children's Fair?
Well, first of all, it's an absolutely fantastic day. It's
hot without being too hot, isn't it? Which is quite nice.
It's nice and warm. It's beautiful and sunny. And there's a fantastic breeze, which we usually don't get this time of year.
Because, like, normally if you stand out in the 80-degree sun, after 5 minutes you get a sweat. But I was standing out in the sun. I was feeling warm but not sweating, which is good.
We moved tents, and the first tent didn't have any sandbags, and we were a little concerned that we were going to do a Mary Poppins and fly away.
Blown away.
So if you're not down here, you really should come and enjoy. This is one of Charleston's most fun venues.
By the time people hear this, it's going to be over. So let's talk about some stuff which they can go and see. Talk about some of the big stuff at Spoleto.
You will have Farmer's Market every Saturday.
Yes.
There will be all kinds of...
The Crafts Market is set up here for the duration.
For the duration.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's one over the road there as well, by the church. What's the one if you cross...
That's a pay entry.
Why is that a pay entry market? What's
because
that one?
Because that's more of a... It's actually a sales market for vendors.
Okay. Can you hear the wind against the microphone? We're in the wind. We're out here in the open. It's great to be free. Sorry. Yes, paying market. What else?
What else? There are at least two concerts. Let me look at the... If you can go to any of the block parties, that's one of the great things to do, and they're free. And you can dance like a fool into the night. Not that I ever have.
No, it's far beyond you to do that. I want to go and see Good Cop, Bad Cop. What have you heard about that, which is one of the major Spoleto dramas?
I don't know. I've actually heard people talking about the Bad Ideas, the punk rock group that's...
Tell us more.
It's, I don't have a schedule with me, but it's, allegedly, these guys are wild, and they put together, although that may be one of the themes of Spoleto this year, but the Bad Ideas is supposed to be an interesting look. It's, I don't know the subtitle.
That's okay. Let's talk about the buzz, the vibe, that may or may not be in the air. Do you feel that it's there this year, or is it that we've managed to hype ourselves up before? Because I'm... wondering whether there's a much of a buzz in the community in Charleston later this year.
I don't think there's much of a buzz this year.
I'm looking at in terms of we're in a recession. People are, are holding onto their wallets a little bit more tightly. Maybe people aren't spending money as frivolously. Maybe some of the productions and parties aren't as frivolous as they have been in previous years. Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that, but I also think that when you are going through a hard time, the opportunity to have a good time becomes a little bit more important.
No, that's good. No, don't you gave me a look as if to say, is that good, Jeff? That's great. That's a great reply. Keep going.
I think that you look and see that gas has already gone up like 10 cents again in the last couple of weeks. So I don't know whether that's going to affect how many people come from far away. But Charleston, we're close enough to stuff. I think it's a good little day trip.
I just get the impression that it's been slow to start this year, but I feel as if momentum will build over the next week. Because normally there's this thing where it's like it's off to a crazy start, and by the end of week two, everybody's burnt out, and the last few days are a little bit subdued. But I kind of think I think this one's actually going to gain momentum as time goes on.
I think you're absolutely right. I've heard that ticket sales were slow, and then almost overnight, a lot of things got close to selling out. So if you're waiting and thinking that there'll be plenty left, I would suggest that you head on down to Gilyard and get whatever you want.
Tell us a little about what's happening at splatertoday.com, because we do love you guys and we check your website daily, as I'm sure you indeed check ours. Who have you got?
Yes, the Digitel, the very famous, my husband is in one of your videos that he keeps reminding me how popular it is.
Is that causing a little bit of tension in the Conover household?
No, not at all. I don't mind that he's the new star and you've moved on to someone else, Jeff.
Change is good, Janet. You know, you must evolve in this life to progress.
Well, I'm sure that the news of battening down the hatches, so to speak, is not news to anybody. At the Post and Courier has been cutting back just a little bit.
Everybody's been cutting back, though.
Everybody's been cutting back.
Even we've been cutting back. We've gone from having... I'm trying to think of some gag because we're so under-resourced. It's so untrue, but I'm trying to make a gag along the lines of how can we go from being under-resourced to even more under-resourced. Ken's only washing his hair once a month now, his mullet haircut. That's how... There we go. I'm just going to edit that in to make it seamless. That's how... So we're cutting back. Less shampoo in the Digitel.
I won't even bring up the toilet paper tweet.
Have you heard about the toilet paper incident?
Yeah, I have, actually.
We're very bad at keeping our supplies topped up.
But yes, I would say that we have way fewer resources than we were able to do last year, and I think Piccolo has been under the same constraints. But I think everybody sees this as a chance to forget about that for a little while and just come out and have a good time.
Here's a big thing which I noticed in terms of the festival, and I'm sure the festival directors, if they're listening, won't like me saying this, but if you go to the Gilyard, I never know how to pronounce it.
Is that your ride?
Yeah, but the cop car's turned up. Quick, it's immigration.
We gotta go.
It's immigration. There's a woman walking past me with a parrot on her shoulder. Look at that. We just sat. There's a parrot. There's a real parrot just sat perched on her shoulder. That's amazing. The things you see at the farmer's market in Marion Square. I went to the Gilyard. All other splaters that I can remember, they have like where the ticket sales are. If you go upstairs, they're always like selling posters and t-shirts and paraphernalia. You know what? It's not there this year because they're just, I don't think they produce the items because they don't think they're going to sell them. You know, they know that the economy sucks.
Well, you know, when you're having a hard time paying your mortgage, a t-shirt really doesn't seem like such a bargain.
But I wanted a, you know, Splato poster t-shirt. I wanted to wear a profile on my chest. A chest profile, black, white, and red.
Well, maybe you can get special dispensation.
Okay. We're going to play a quick game of prod your finger. So, Jen, if you could pass me the Piccolo Splato Festival Guide, I'm going to ask you to close your eyes, and I'm going to flip to a random page, and you're going to prod your finger. Okay, and you have to tell us about... And that's not that interesting. Piccolo Splato Harbour Cruises. No.
Ooh, the Harbour Cruises are fun.
Why are the Harbour Cruises fun?
Because you're out on a boat with music and it's beautiful and you get to get out on the water.
Okay. What's at City Gallery?
City Gallery, I actually have seen this and it is fantastic.
You've been already?
Yes, I've been already. I went to the opening.
When did you go?
Gosh, it was almost a week ago. There's five artists there. Ishmael, who is more famous for his graffiti. Ben Timpson.
So I'm just looking at all the adverts in the Piccolo Splato Guide. Apparently nobody is more in tune with Piccolo Splato than Charleston City Paper. That's Charleston City Paper, your number one resource for Piccolo Splato.
This is fine with me because my husband's working for them now, too. So, by all means.
There's an advert for Splato today. Hey, Janet, go behind the curtain. No, that's an order. Tell us about the Sundown Poetry Series. No, we don't like poetry. Keep
no,
going.
We love poetry. There's two really excellent poets who will be giving readings. One of them is Richard Garcia, and another one of my favorites is Catherine Williams. So there's a big poetry scene here in Charleston.
Okay.
All the time, not just during Piccolo.
What about jazz? Is Jack writing stuff
for
the paper?
Oh, yes, Jack McRae. He is the man when it comes to jazz in Charleston.
What's he been touting as the number one jazz spot?
He's not actually affiliated with Piccolo officially this year, but they are having jazz upstairs at Mistral. So you can check that out. It's a restaurant on Market Street, and okay. they have performers in their cozy upstairs lounge.
Okay. All right, well, let's wrap this up. I just want to be positive because we've talked a lot about, you know, tight wallets and recessions and stuff, but there's a lot going on. So, one, go to splatotoday.com, the Splato website of the Post and Courier. Right after, of course, you've visited the digital.com/splato, your other number one guide. Charleston City Paper got a whole lot going on. Go to the official Splato site, splatousa.org, and piccolosplato.com, or is it org for Piccolo Splato stuff. Buy tickets, people.
piccolosplato.com.
Go.
Buy tickets. Go.
Go and see something. It's here for 17 days. We're very lucky in this beautiful town to have such great art come through. And I'll leave. Was that a horn?
Is that your ride?
That's my ride. It's a boat. It's coming.
It's a yacht.
Okay, this is your last chance to say how great I am, generally. Go.
Jeff, I love you so much. And if I weren't already married, I wouldn't marry you.
It is like the old days, isn't it? It's just
yes.
like the old days.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
We may yet do another one of these before our time is out here in Charleston, Spoleto people. So stay tuned. Say bye.
See you later. Hey, if you're around and you see us, come say hi.
Yeah, whatever. Thanks, Janet. Bye.
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 You've been listening to the Digicast, the podcast from thedigitel.com. For news and entertainment that's pure Charleston, check out thedigitel.com. The Digicast is copyright 2009, thedigitel.com.